Now, the Biden administration says it supports waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines. The US Trade Representative Catherine Tai says she will now pursue discussions at the World Trade Organization to make the waiver a reality. It comes as Moderna says its booster shots are effective against the virus variants first identified in South Africa and Brazil. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks says the Biden administration's move could dramatically enhance the availability of vaccines worldwide.
President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa and Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India made the case months ago for a narrow temporary waiver of patents over the vaccines, whose development, of course, was paid for by Western governments and the big manufacturers, Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. Over the last few months, the Indians and the South Africans have secured the support of more than 100 countries for their position, plus the backing of 60 former heads of state and 100 Nobel Prize winners. But the White House had still been dragging its feet. Only last week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the proposed waiver only an option. Now, witnessing the crisis unfolding in India, the White House is throwing its weight behind the idea.
So what immediate impact will this decision have?
Well, Catherine Tai, the US trade representative, says she's now going to lead text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization to make these waivers a reality. The administration's aim, she says in a statement, is to get as many safe and effective vaccines to as many people as fast as possible. The Biden administration, she says, will ramp up its efforts to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution. And of course, all of this will allow the US to send raw materials, as they've done to India, to get local pharmaceutical factories to get production lines moving. But one question in all of this for the world community is, how can it have taken this long to reach this consensus, given the monumental profits being notched up by the drug manufacturers versus the monumental need for vaccines, especially in the developing world? Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.